Okay, today, good morning. Today is Daf Nun Gimel. We are on Nun Beis and Beis by the beginning of the new Perek of Ketzad Ma'abrin. And today's shiur is sponsored by Brachin Kenny Norensberg, Lila Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Shol Pinchas. Brand new Perek. Here we go. Ketzad Ma'abrin es Ha'arim. How do you make a city pregnant? What does that mean? That means as follows. We're going to learn now that anyone in a city, you can walk the entire length of a city. What if a city is a perfect square, but one house is right, it sticks out. One house sticks out of the city. So if that happens, you make a line around the edge of that house. And everybody gains more walking area, more tum area, because of one house. Right? That's what we're going to learn about. We're not going to get to this for 2 days. We have 2 days of Agadata. We're going to get back to this on Thursday, right? But in the meantime, that's the rule. Ketzad ma'abrin et ha'arim. How do you...
There's no wall around the city, obviously.
There's no wall around... Even if there is a wall.
The house would be...
The house would be outside the wall. We're going to learn about that. So how does... What the Lashon means is, how do you make a city pregnant? Just like a pregnant woman, her belly sticks out. So too, you have houses that stick out. They're part of the woman. But they're part of the city. So they're included in the city. So when you have to walk 2,000 amos, it doesn't start from your house, the 2,000. It doesn't even start from the edge of the city. It starts from the last house. You know? Last house. Even if the house is really chutzal machna, we would call it. Right? The city, the 2,000 starts from there. Bayit nichnas, bayit yotze, a house goes in, a house extends, a house juts out, a house doesn't jut out. Pagum, was it Pagum a tower?
Yeah.
Tower nichnas, Pagum yotze, a tower sticks out. Right, you have all these areas sticking in and out. Hayisham gedudios, if there are breaches in the... Is that written breaches? What? Ruins. Gavo asara tvachim, 10 tvachim high. The gesharim unifashos, or a bridge, some kind of... Something for the caver. Some kind of marker, some kind of mausoleum for a caver. Sheish behem beis dira, somebody can actually live there, like a guard or something. Motziyin et hamida kinegdan. We measure from these spots. Va'osin osa kimintavla mirubas. We make a square around this extra area, right? Kidei, in order, shehe nitzke res hazavios. We make a square so that you get the corners, right? If you take the city, let's say the city's round. Let's say it's a round city. But like most cities, it's not a square. Whatever it is, it sticks out. You make a square around the outermost area, the outermost house, right? And then you can walk 2,000 amos from that square. If you walk into the diagonal, you get 2,800, like we learned the other day. Right? Okay. That's the Mishnah. Like I said, we're not going to get back to this till Thursday. Now,
what's considered the end of the city? Look at this house, is 1,000 amos away.
Awesome, we're going to learn about that. We're going to learn how far outside the city it could be. We're going to learn about that. The answer is going to be 70 and change. 70 amos and change. If it's longer, further away than that, it's too far. It's not considered part of the city. We're going to learn that. Rav Shmuel, Chad Tani Ma'abrin with an ayin, which means pregnant. V'chad Tani Ma'abrin, like a limb, like an aver. Man Tani Ma'abrin, aver. Just like your limbs extend outside your body, but they're part of your body. Umandatani ma'abrin ki'isha abuvra, like a pregnant woman, right? The baby's part of her body, it sticks out. So too, these cities stick out. We're going to learn. Maris ha-machpela. What about Maris ha-machpela? Rav Shmuel. Another machlok between Rav and Shmuel. Chadam ha-shnei batim ze'alefnim mizeh. One held, it was two houses. Right, one held it was two houses, one inside the other. V'chad amar bayis v'aliyah al gabav. It was a house with a roof on top. Bishlam
ulamanda am.
We do.
Both.
It's both. Right. Okay. So we'll see in a minute what's going on. Bishlam ulamanda amar zel gav zeh. I understand if one's on top of the other. Hainu machpela. That's why it says machpela. What does machpela mean? Double from the word kefel. El lamanda amar ze shnei batim ze lefnim mizeh. But if it's just an inner and an outer, my machpela, why does it say double? Not double. So the Gemara answers, shekfula bezugos. Now they're double in pairs. Why? Of course, the Avos and Adam and Chava, the Gemara is going to say that in a minute, are buried there. So asks the Marsha, so wait a minute. If the Machpelah is double in pairs, then why does it have to be Bayis Zelif Nimzeh? It doesn't have to be that anymore. The Kvela part has nothing to do with the cave. It has to do with nothing to do, has to do with the people. Right? So what does it mean? One said it means a house on top. And one said it means that inner, right? Shnei Batim Zelif Nimzeh. Now we're saying, according to that person, it's either Rav or Shmuel, Shnei Batim doesn't have to be true. It could be one bias. And what does it mean, Machpelah? Pairs. Right? You hear that question? Taras Chayiv says, Einach Hanami. They retracted. Nothing to do with the cave. It could be a single cave. What's the Machpelah? Only the pairs. That's one pshat. That's one answer. Others say, there's one place in the Torah, at least one place, where it says, the Ram Horowitz points out, that there's a place in the Torah where it says, in Bereishis, by Vayakam Sedei Ephron, Asher B'Machpelah. That can't mean the pairs of people. It has to mean something else. By definition, it has to. Right? It can't mean the people. So if the Ma'aretz HaMachpelah is written together, okay. What if Machpelah is written alone in the Chumash? So if Machpelah is written alone, how do you answer that?
Boy, the plaintiff has doubles.
Yeah. There was nobody there.
Adam
and Chavu, that's what they called it? Machpelah by itself? That's a far fetched.
I think the name after what happened.
Right.
The thing that people know later on.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we know
this double cave. It says must mean a double building, a double structure, not the people.
Right.
So the answer is you're right. It was bias Delos Nemizah. Right, exactly. Okay. Now Mamre is Kiryas Arba. Mamre is Kiryas Arba. That's a pasuk in Bereishis. It's an end of Bereishis actually. Okay. Amar of Yitzchak, Kiryas Arba. Why is it called Kiryas Arba? So in Rashi it says because there were four giants, right? That's not what the Gemara says. Arba Zugos, Adam, Chava, Avram, Yitzhara, Yitzchak, Verivka, Yaakov, Valea. Okay? Good? All good. Nothing more to say. Right? What can I say about that? Next. It says, Vayhi Bime Am Raphael.
I thought the Arba was referred to the giants.
So the Rashi says that in Chumash.
Yeah.
Right, that's not what the Gemara says.
Right.
So why did Rashi do that?
Of course.
I think Rashi gives both Pshatim, actually. If I remember, I think he gives both.
The Chumash mentioned the four giants there.
Who?
The Chumash mentioned the four giants.
No, it doesn't. Yeah, Rashi. Okay. Next. By Yehibimei Amraphel. It was in the days of Amraphel. Ravu Shmuel. Chada Amar Nimrod Shmo. One says this is really Nimrod. Falama Nikra Shmo Amraphel. Why is he called Amraphel? Sha'amar, that he said, Hippil Avram Avinu L'toch Kivshan Eish. He said, let's throw Avram into the Kivshan Eish. What do you mean he said? He said, he did it. What do you call it? He said, let's do this. What do you mean he did it? So he gives two answers. Answer number one, he says, because he had some kisha, some witchcraft that he said, some spell to try to hurt Avram. That's one pshat. Another pshat is that he tried to convince Avraham that he's right, that Nimrod's right. It wasn't just I'll throw you in. I'm going to convince you. I'm going to sit down with you and I'm going to convince you how wrong you are. Right? That's what it says. Amar. First he tried to convince him, but that didn't work. He threw him into the fire. Okay.
How would that prove anything? If you're having a discussion about God, I mean, I'll throw you in the
right. God well, because Nimrod was wrong. So what can he do?
Is it a punishment or like let your God save you if you're right? What kind of thing is
that? Yeah. V'chad Amraphel Shmo. Now his name was really Amraphel. V'lama Nikra Shmo Nimrod. Why was he called Nimrod? Shehimrid es kol ha'olam kulo olav v'malchuso. Because he got the whole world to rebel against Hashem. Right? Asks the Marsha. Maybe it's two different people. Maybe it's two. Why'd it have to be one person? Who said it's one person? Right? Who said? They both hold it's one person. Why do they have to? So the Mashiach says, because it says in the Chumash, that Nimrod was Hu Hachel Lihios Gibor Ba'aretz. He was the first warrior in the world. Hu Hachel Lihios Gibor Ba'aretz. He began the idea of being a warrior. Why would the Torah tell me that? Do I need to know that?
There's a lot of information.
Who cares? Well, it's always a reason. There's always a reason. Let's forget the reason. It's not a stam history. The reason is because in the four kings, in the battle of the four kings and the five kings, says, I didn't say this, this is the Marsha, was the first war in history. It was the first time that people took up arms against others. It's got to be the same person. That's Nimrod. He was the first warrior. He's the one who waged the first war. That's how you know it's the same person. You hear that?
He was one of the four.
He was one of the four. So Yaakov Melech Chadash al Mitzrayim. A new king arose in Egypt. Rabu Shmuel. Chad Amar Chadash Mamash. Mamash, a new king. Mamash, brand new. V'chad Amar Nischadshu B'gzeirosav. He was new in his gzeiros. Same old guy. Took a new policy. New policies. Manda Amar Chadash Mamash Tiksev Chadash. Right? Umanda Amar Shnischadshu B'gzeirosav. Right? Midloksiv Ayamas Vayamach. It doesn't say anyone died. It doesn't say the previous king died. All of a sudden, new guy. It's the same guy. Policy is different. Uluman Damar Nischadshu B'gzeirosav. 1 minute. If you say that it's Nischadshu B'gzeirosav, Hoksiv Ashaloyod Az Yosef. He didn't know Yosef. This guy did know Yosef. The same guy. No, Maya Ashaloyod Az Yosef. Tahavi Kedami Keman Delo Yod Az Yosef Klau. He treated himself as if he didn't know Yosef. Okay? Four machlokas in here, right? Aver and Aver. Aver and Ubar. Ma'aretz HaMachpelah. Right? Ma'aretz HaMachpelah. Amraphel and Nimrod. And Melech Chadash. Who cares? None of this is irrelevant. Right? None of it's relevant. So, comes along Torah's Chaim and says the halacha question, the halacha resolution for each one. Aver and Ubar. What if the house is... What if you put up a temporary house? Like a sukkah? Would that extend the city? If you hold Aver comes from the word limb, absolutely not. It has to be something attached, something permanent, like your limbs. If it's something... If it's Ubar, the baby leaves after a while. It doesn't stay there forever. Maybe even a temporary house would work. If you say... If Mar's an Achpelah... What if a guy says, I'll sell you a caver that's like Ma'aretz HaMachpelah? What do you have to sell? What's included in that sale? Is it two floors, one floor, one in one within the other? Right? What's the story? Nimrod and Amraphel, the question is, the halacha is, you're not allowed to name your son after a Rasha. Which one's the real name and which one's the nickname? You can name after a nickname. Which one is it? I need to know that. It's a machlokas. It's in Rav and Shmuel. Was his name really Nimrod? Oh, that is a nickname. No, I don't even want to do it. Once we were in Israel, I saw a guy with a yarmulke that said Nimrod on it. That's a little strange. His parents probably didn't know better. Because nobody would... His parents didn't know better. Right. Nobody would lichatchila go but have their son or daughter with a name that signifies evil. Nobody would do that willingly. They didn't know. Look in the Torah, they see he's a strong man, right? Or maybe I'm Raphael. I don't know anybody named Raphael, but could you do that?
Is it halacha or is it a practice?
No. What? It's a kind of halacha. You violate the halacha. It's. I think it might even be brought down in Shulchan Aruch.
Who would consider a Rasha?
What? Well, Lavan's for sure a Rasha. These people are for sure Rishayim. Right? Paro. All these names. There aren't Esav. There are names out there. Right, Yishmael, we have a dispute about.
Esav's wife, is that a Russia?
What? No, we know. What do you mean? Yehudis is a Jewish name. Her name was Yehudis.
No, Basmat. Basmat is a daughter?
Basmat is the same person, no? Didn't we say, doesn't the Rashi say it's the same person? That's Akasha. We're not going to look at his names. And the last question is, and the last one was about Bayis Chadash, right? So what if someone's on selling you a new house, and you can't say, it's not new. No, it's like new. Just like Pyro, I had a new palette. I made it all great. I made it like it's new. Does that count, or is that the Mekachtos? There's a whole discussion when someone says, I built a new house, I don't have to go to war. So I didn't build a brand new house from scratch. I renovated it. Does that count? Is that the same thing? That's just the Skadi, Rav and Shmuel, it's a Machlokas. Chodesh, either does Chodesh mean Chodesh Mamish, or it looks like it's new. Right? You put on a new policy, put on a new face. So, okay. Simon Shmot Esrei, Shneim Asar, Lamadnu, Bedavid Vayiven. Okay. Amar B'Yochanan. Yurches Yavim, 18 days, Gadalti Eitzel of Oshia, Beribi. I sat by Rav Oshia, the great one. V'lo Lamadati Mimenu, Elodavar Echad B'Mishnatenu. I only learned one thing from our Mishnah, from him, which is, Ketad Ma'abrin Esa'arim, Ba'alef. I learned it with an Aleph, that it means an Aver. How do you extend the city like a limb is an extension of you? Ain't he? Is that true? Bar Rav Yochanan Yudbeis Talmidim Ha'ilol Rabbi Yoshia. He had 12 Talmidim, Beribi, the great one. V'yidches Yamim Gadalti Beneim, and he was there for 18 days. V'lamadati Leiv Kol Echad Ve'Echad. He learned the heart of each one. V'chachmas Kol Echad Ve'Echad, and the chachmas of each one. What do you mean I'm going to learn one thing? He says, yeah, Leiv Kol Echad Ve'Echad V'chachmas Kol Echad Ve'Echad Gamar. Yes, I learned the heart and the wisdom. I learned from each one. However, Gemara Lo Gamar, but actual halach is just one thing. Right? I learned how to behave. I learned all these wonderful things. Halach is only one thing. V'by same or, no. Minayu did who gamar? Minay did day lo gamar. Yeah, from the Talmidim I learned everything. From him himself, I only learned one thing. Right? From the 12 people, I learned a lot. But from him, I only learned one thing. V'by same or, the obvious answer, davar echad b'mishnah seinuka amar. He said, I learned one thing from this Mishnah. That's what he meant. Of course I learned more than that. From this Mishnah, I learned one thing. That what? That it's Eva with an Aleph. From Rabbi Yochanan, when we used to sit and learn Torah by Rabbi Oshia, Hayoshman Arba Arba V'Ama. Four people would squeeze into one Ama. Amar Rebbe, Kisha, one second. Kishayi Lodim Torah, Eitzel Rabbi Lozav and Shemua, Hayin Yoshman Shisha Shisha V'Ama. Six of us would squeeze into one Ama. That's not physically possible. It's not physically possible. It's just either it's a nace, or it's just giving an exaggeration how intense we were. That's either one or the other. It's not humanly possible for six people to be in one Ama. Even if you're not a big guy, six people is not possible. Right? That's not humanly possible. You can't even fix six newborns into an Ama. It's not physically possible. Either it's an ace, or it's just to show you how intense they were. They were so crammed to learn, they were so intense. Rav Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Oshia Beribi Bedoro, Kirav Meir Bedoro. Rav Oshia in his generation was like Rav Meir in his generation. It's actually, Ma Rav Meir Bedoro, Lo Yochel Chaver Vlamad Alsov Daito. People just, they just, Pasha didn't understand Rav Meir. Right? After Rav Oshia, that he was so ahead of the game. He was so ahead of everybody else. They didn't know what he was talking about. They couldn't haul like him. Rav Oshia lo yachlu chaver v'laman al sof daito. I think Rashi says it here, or it's referred to elsewhere. That's why we don't haul like Rav Meir. Now, we see the guy, we don't haul like him. We never haul like Rav Meir. He's like a second rate. Just the opposite. He's so first rate, we can't even haul like him. We don't even know what he's talking about. Just the opposite of what you think. Right, you think it gets the short end of the stick. No, just the opposite. Correct. We can't hold like him. He was so great. We can't hold like him. We don't know what he was talking about.
This is a main thing on this.
Right? Yeah.
Was he on that list? You think he's changing, by
the way. Oh, really? Interesting. Okay. Remember Yochanan. Liban shel Rishonim. The heart of the Rishonim was Kepischo shel Ulam, which was 20 amos wide. Vishal Achmonim, and the later ones, is Kepischo shel Hechel, 10 amos wide. V'anu and us, Kimalim Nekev Machat Sidgis. Ours is like the opening of a needle that you use to sew up the clothing. What do we say now, right? Rishonim, who's the Rishonim? Rabbi Akiva. Who's the Achronim? Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua. Right, like a generation or two later. Rabbi Ikka the Army, Rishonim, Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua, Achronim, Rabbi Yishur Beribi. V'anu Kimalim Nekev Machat Sidgis. Amar Abaya, V'anam, what about us? What about us? Says Abaya says this about himself. Ki sichsa beguda, like a peg in a wall. You try to fit the nail into the wall, doesn't really go. You have to force it in. That's how we are. You have to force it on top of us. So we still don't know what's going on. L'gemara, that's regarding learning. Amar Rava v'anan us ki etzba'asa bikira l'svara. Ours is like a finger in wax when it comes to svara. The two pshatim. Number one, if it's hard wax, putting your finger in the wax doesn't do anything. Doesn't do anything. That's like our brains. That's what Rava says. Like us, it's like trying to break a stone wall. Trying to put with your finger, you're gonna crack a wax. Hard wax, not gonna happen. And if it's soft wax, what happens if you put your finger in? The wax moves, right? Take your finger out, closes right back up. Right? That's exactly what we're like. Yeah, we sit there with everyone dying their head an hour later. I don't know what he's talking about. No clue.
For example, the Rambam and the Gomagol compared to the, how do they fit in?
So you know the answer to that yourself. So first of all, there are exceptions in every generation, right. But the Hamonam, there's no question, there's been a Yerida. There's no question.
Right,
there's no question about that. So. There's no question about that. There's been a Yerida. There's no question. What? There are exceptions, right? There are exceptions, but there's no question there's a Yerida.
Rav was talking about himself.
Rabbi Waxman once said there was a story that there was these people on a train, regular people, and they were on a train. That's some distance. One of the gedolim was on the train, and he's sitting there. They didn't know it was him, and he's watching these regular people. And one of them says, "Okay, you start." "All right, I'll start." And he says the first tosfos in ksuvas by heart. And they go to the next guy. "All right," he does the next tosfos, and the third one does the next one. This is about 100 years ago. This is not a possible story today. Can't imagine it even happened then. Surprised that even happened. But even if it did happen, that would never happen today. Who could do that? Who could do that? Except for a handful of people. They all living in Israel. Who could do that? Okay, so it's a handful of people. Now, less than 10 people could do that I know of. I mean, you know, listen, it could be the tzaddikim out there. Could be. But there's no question. There's no question. Okay. And by the way, the funny thing is, so Abaye and Rava were contemporaries. So either they're not arguing with each other. Abaye talked about Gemara and Rava was talking about Svara. What exactly is the difference? We're going to see another difference between Gemara and Svara in a minute. Amar Ravashi, Anan ki etzba'asa bibira l'shicha. Our today, like us, Ravashi lived a generation later than Abaye and Rava. By us, it's like putting your finger into a pit. Is that it? Like to forgetting. That's a very easy thing to do. To go to a pit, to put your finger right in. It's very big. That's how easy it is for us to forget. That's his point.
It's the editor of the Gemara.
That's what the editor of the Gemara says, right? So what chance do we have?
Yeah, you forget it. Gemara's right
now. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. But he continued writing. He continued writing the Gemara. He didn't stop. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. Bnei Yehuda Sheikpidu Alashonam Neskaya Matarasam Biyadam. The Bnei Yehuda, as opposed to the Bnei Galil, the Bnei Yehuda were very machped in their lashon, and therefore Torah stayed with them. Bnei Galil shelo hikpidu al lashonam, they weren't so machped on their speech. It means on their language. Lo neskayim Torah some biyadam, the Torah didn't last by them. Now midi bikpedu told them, what Torah matters on your speech? If you're machped on your speech, what does that mean? Ella, now what it means is as follows: Bnei Yehuda the daiki lishna, they were very precise in their language. When they learned, they were very precise. They were very precise. Umisnachi le simana, and they gave simanim to their learning. Niskay matoras and biyadam, the Torah remained. Bnei Galil, the lo daiki lishna, they were not precise. Flo minaschi lehu simana, and they did not give simanim. Lo niskay matoras and biyadam, the Torah did not remain. Bnei Yehuda gamru michad rabba, they learned from one rebbe. Niskay matoras and biyadam, the Torah remained. Bnei Galil, the lo gamar michad rabba, they didn't learn from one rebbe. Lo neskayma terasim biyadam. The Torah did not remain. It says Tosfos. Look at the bottom Tosfos. L'gemara, rav echad adif. When it comes to learning, Gemara, one Rebbe's better. Shol yabal bel l'shonam yachad. Shouldn't get all confused. Avol l'misbar, but for svara, amrinam we say parakavat avodah zarah. Kol halomed Torah lefnei rav echad. If you only learn from one person, ain't a row of siman bracha l'olam. You're never going to see a siman bracha from that learning. So what's the difference in Gemara and Svara? What exactly is the difference? To learn different Svara is the more the merrier. That's Tosfos. The more the merrier. You learn from only one person, you're never going to get anywhere. Now, no Siman Bracha from that. For Gemara, stick with one Rebbe. You're more focused that way. Not all over the place.
How do you draw a line between Gemara and Svara?
I don't know. It's a good question. Right? I'm not really sure what the difference is. Ravina Amar, Bnei Yehuda, Degali Mesechta, Bnei Yehuda, we're not sure how to translate this. Niskayim Atarasim Biyadam. The Torah remained. Rashi says, Gali Mesechta, Tupshatim. Number one, Lamdu La'acherim. They taught others. Lashon Acher, Kach Shamati. Lashon Acher, Mefarshin Shemu Osehin Umedaktikim B'taymo Shel Davar Ad Mishashim B'Liban. They got to the bottom. They got to the root of every issue. To know exactly what's going on, the reasons, until they were satisfied. So that's what it means. To be Gali Mesechta. They did that. Bnei Galil, the low Galil Masechta, the lowest guy with Tarasim Biyadam, that didn't work. David Galil Masechta, David did that. Shaul, low Galil Masechta, Shaul didn't do that. David Galil Masechta, Dixiv Be Yerecha Yeruni Vismachu. Everybody was happy when David learned. You know why? Either, like Rashi, either we taught others, or we got to the bottom of everything. Nobody ever left, I have so many kashas, what's going on today? Nobody ever did that when they left this year. They got to the bottom of everything. Halavai, we could do that. Halavai, we could do that. We get to the bottom of something, right? Especially in Hashkafa. Shol, the lo galim mesechta. Shol, he wasn't able to do that. So tziv be el kol asher yifne yarshia. Wherever he turned, it was bad. And that part is not talking about learning Torah. It's but the idea is that Shol wasn't able to have that kind of relationship, and therefore he wasn't successful in that. Amar Yochanan minayin shemachal kadosh baruch hu al osa avon. How do you know that Hashem forgave Shol for the sin? What sin? Says Rashi, avon denov ir hakahanim, for the killing out the city of Kahanim. Fasema said that can't be. He did that by accident. He did that because he was mekabel lashon hara. He thought that they're rebelling against him. If that's true, number one, it's not really lashon hara, and number two, you go kill them all. How could that be the sin that he has to wait? Ask, am I forgiven for that? Says the Sfas Emes, it was a show gig. I'm not saying it was a nice thing to do. It was a horrible thing. Maybe it's carvel amazed. It's not amazed. Says the Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes says no. It's the sin of violating Ov and resurrecting Shmuel from the beyond with a witch. That's what he was. Am I going to forgive him for this? That's one. The second. Third shot, the Ben Yehuda says no, for not killing Adamalik, not killing a god. He let him live. That's what he was asking forgiveness for. And he was told, Shinemar, Umachar ata ubincha imi. Shmuel tells him, you'll be with me. Imi b'mechitzasi. With me in my mechitza. Not only are you going to die, that's the pashup shot, you're going to die. The added shot is you're going to be with me in my mechitza, meaning you're going to have olam haba because you're going to be forgiven. Okay? Interesting, no? Amar Rav Abba, I'ika demasha lehu lefnei Yehuda, the daiki lishna ma'abrintan o ma'abrintan. If you want to know, go ask the Bnei Yehuda, they're so makbid on the Lashon, so ask them, is the word ma'abrin with an aleph or an ayin? And now another question, achuzu tanan o achuzu tanan? Is it achuzu with an aleph or achuzu with an ayin? What's that about? That's about, the whole strange gemara there in Brachas, that if a guy is a mum, it's a mum of an animal or a mum of a person? I think it's a mum of a person. He only has one, I don't know, maybe it's an animal, I don't know. It's a situation where there's only one
animal.
So there's only one beta, only has one testicle, not two. So you have to turn it on its up. Achuzim, I think, means the rear end. You turn it on its rear end and you can see, is it really two, maybe taken one, maybe two, maybe it's one. And then you can decide if the animal really has the bal mum. So is it with an aleph or an ayin? So Yadi, they'll know the answer to that question. So Shalinu, they asked, Vamrilay, well, it could tani ma'abrin, it could tani ma'abrin. Some gerises have an aleph, some gerises have an ayin. It could tani achuzu, it could tani achuzu. One, some gerises have an aleph, and some gerises have an ayin. Meaning they didn't answer the question.
Right, so animals like people have undescended testicles.
Right, that's exactly what he's saying. That's exactly what the question was. So you turn the animal upside down, you see if you can see. Bnei Yehuda, the Daya Kilishin, the Maihi. Where's there a story that the Bnei Yehuda was so medactic in their Lashon? Where do we see that? Tahu Bar Yehuda, what's about Yehuda? The Amrulei Talis Yeshli Limchor. I have a talis I want to sell you. Amrulei Man Gavet Talis. What color is it? It doesn't mean a talis for that. It means a shirt. What color is it? Amalahu Kitardin Ali Adama. Like Tardin in the ground. Now, Tardin in the ground and Tardin not in the ground are the same color. But when it's in the ground, it's a little, a slight shade different. It was so medactic. Like a Tardin in the ground. So medactic on his Lashon. Bnei Galil, the low daiki lishon ma'i. What about a story of the Bnei Galil where they were not medactic like that? Ditanya, ditnan, tahu bar Galila, tavika azil. There was a Galilean walking. Vamalahu, amar laman, amar laman. Say to him, say to him. And they don't know what those words meant.
Who has an amar? Amar laman.
Amar le Galila shota, you fool. Chamar lemerka, do you want a donkey to ride on? Oh, chamar lemishta, you want wine to drink? From a barrel. Amar lemilbish, you want some wool to sew, to wear. O imar leiskasa, you want an imar to slaughter. You said a word amar, it could be chamar. We don't know what you mean. What do you mean? Ho itza, there was a woman, the boy lemema, she wanted to say, lechavarta, to her neighbor, come, toy da'ochlach chelba, come eat some fat. chalev. Come eat some fat. That's what she wanted to say. But she didn't have a good, her speech wasn't proper. She wasn't raised in a in some proper place. Amrle, and she said, shaluchti, which is a word that doesn't mean anything. Tochlech levayah, let the lion eat you. Because she was megamgim in her lashon. Hahi, it's other was a woman. Yeah. What this Gemara is doing here, I don't know. I don't know.
One person in Galil had a speech? Or
yeah, wait, there's more stories. Ha'itza, there was a woman, Dasala Kameh to Diana, she came to Bezin, Amrle, and she said, Mari Kari, Mari Kiri. Rashi says, she wanted to say Kiri with a kuf, which is a lashon of Adon, like master. Kiri with a kaf is a lashon of a slave. So that's a pretty big insult to call the judge a slave, right? Where am I? And she said, Mari Kiri, Tafla Havasli. She wanted to say, Tavla, have a plate, what's a tavla? A plate. A bean. No. She wanted to say a plate, but she said tifla. Tafla.
She wants to say kiri with a kuf, and she said kiri with a kuf. How do you distinguish?
I just said that. I don't know, maybe there's a slight difference. I don't know. Tafla habilis. She wanted to say, I have a tavla that got stolen. But she said, I have a tafla, which is a beam. Gunavach min, I stole you. She doesn't make any sense. She didn't steal the judge. She wanted to say they stole it. Right? Ukadu havas dekad shadaru le'elach lomati karach ara. And now it's hanging like if you would hang from it, your feet wouldn't reach the ground. Which is like another insult to the judge. Right? That we should hang you? Like it's an insult. Anyway, she didn't know her lashon. Amasa debe Rebbe, the maidservant of Rebbe, ki havi mishtoi b'lashon chachma, when she wanted to be smart without sounding smart, Amrul Haki, she said the following. Alas, which is like a ladle. Nefakas bekad, it's banging against the jug. Why? Because it's empty. Right? You're doing nishraya lekeni hon. And then the eagle goes back to its nest. Meaning, it's time for you guys to leave. Right? There's nothing more going on here. Go home. She would say to the Talmidim. The kad havibon lelechvon. When she wants them to stay, Amrul, she would say, Yadi basar chavres amina. Let's open up another barrel. Let's open up a friend, right? Fatifki alas bekad, and we'll use the ladle in the barrel. Ki'ilfa da azal biyama, like a boat going in the ocean. In other words, let the drinks pour. In other words, you guys don't have to leave now. Rabbi Yossi bar Asyon. I don't know. Rabbi Yossi bar Asyon ki havi mishtoi b'loshen chachma. When he wanted to use a loshen of chachma, Amari said the following. Asuli shor mishpat. What's shor mishpat? Shor in Aramaic is tar, and mishpat is din. Tar din, beats. Shor mishpat is tar din, and tur miskain, which means tur is a har, in a har, and miskain is poor dal, har dal, which is har dal. She wanted beets and mustard. So why did he have to say it in such a cryptic way? So Ben Yehuda says, "Tup shot them." First of all, because he never ate meat during the week, and he wanted to, he didn't want to say it straight out like that. Like, I don't eat any meat. He gave some hint. Only people knew what this meant. Another pshat is he didn't want anyone to say, "Oh, what's his name? Rabbi Yossi likes these products. We'll jack up the prices, right?" So he said it in a cryptic way. Nobody should know what he meant.
Why didn't he eat meat? You know, because
I don't know why. I don't know why. There is an Indian like that. It's very rare, but there are people that don't eat meat during the week. There are people that do that. There's a person who is related to someone in the shul who doesn't. The guy lives in Muncie. Doesn't eat meat during the week. Fakad havi shalbu shpiza hachi. And when he wanted to inquire. It's a whole machlokas here. Is he inquiring about the husband or the wife? When he wanted to inquire about the innkeeper. The machlokas here, if it means the husband or the wife, he would say, Amar Hachi, he would say, Givar Pum Dain Chai. Givar means ish, Pum means a pea, a mouth, and Dain means Zeh, this one, which is Ushpizi, right, the innkeeper. And then Chai means, is he alive? Mazo Tuviyesh, what's the story with this guy? How's he doing? Rebbe Avoh, Kavi Mishtoi, B'lashon Chachma, when Rebbe Avoh wanted to talk in wisdom, Havi Amar Hachi said the following, Asvigu L'Pchamin, take the Esrig, make the coals, burn like an esrig, has like a yellowish, reddish, I don't know exactly what that means. Arkiul is a haven, put on the coals to make them red. V'asili shnei megidei balata. and make two birds for me, two chickens. Ikad Amri, others said, Biasli behen, make in the coals, Shnei Megidi Balata, two hens, two chickens. Amalei Rabbanan, Rabbi Avo, Hitzpininu Hechad, Rabbi Eloi Tzafon. Where is Rabbi Eloi hiding? Right, where is he hiding? Amalehen, Alatz Benaira, listen to this Gemara. Amalehen, they told him, Alatz Benaira, he's with a Naira, a girl, Aharonis, a Kohen from Aharon, Acharonis, a later one, Iranis, an alive one, active one, Vinhanar Isu, and he's sleeping. She kept him up all night, now he's sleeping. Says Rashi, strange Rashi, no? Aharonis Bas Kohen, Acharonis Mesha Ishto Rishona Vizu Acharona, second wife, the first one died. Ironis is Balas Chain, the Harifa, she's a live wire, right? Ka'adam air like a live awake, a person awake. Varinhu lo havi yachol lishan. She kept him up so he couldn't sleep, so he's sleeping now. Okay? Amri le Isha. Some said that refers to a woman. The Amri le Mesechta. Some said that this doesn't refer to a woman, it's talking about a Mesechta. What does that mean? Listen to Rashi. Aharon is Miseder Kajim. Avodas Aharon. You hear this? Aharon is Sayim Acheres Vuhuskil Buzu. He finished made a seal yesterday, started another one. By the way, some pick on Rashi. Aharon should really be, is it Kajim or Tyrus? Right? Okay, either one. Irinis is Amuka Vichamura, deep and hard. Umoreres Lamdu, it kept me up all night. He was up all night trying to figure out the pshat, and now he's sleeping. Right? So, if he holds in the first pshat, it's a funny pshat. Does he tell somebody? Yes, where is he? Oh, he got married last night. He was up all night with her. That's a funny thing to say. Right? If it's a mesechta, it's not a funny thing at all. Amalei l'rab Eloi, hitzpininu hechen Rabbi Avo, and where's Rabbi Avo hiding? Amalehen, this yaitz b'mechtir, he got permission from the nasi, the Higniv Lemifiboshes. He went south to Mifiboshes. Mifiboshes is a nickname for to the yeshiva. Why are they called yeshiva Mifiboshes? So Rashi says Mifiboshes was a very small. Rashi says it? Yeah, he was a Chacham Ma'od, he was an Adam Gadol, and therefore the yeshiva was called Mifiboshes. Right? Anyone named yeshiva say Mifiboshes? He wouldn't have any kids in that yeshiva. What?
It was one of Shlomo Melech's names.
Right. I'm a Yeshua ben Chananya. Listen to this. My whole life, lo nitzchani Adam chutz meisha. No one ever bested me except for an isha, a tinok, and a tinokes. Isha my he. Pamachas nesarachti eitz lachsanya achas osis ali pulin. She made me beans. Biomrisha nachaltem. At first I ate them. I was by an inn. The first she made me beans. I ate them. Lo shurisi and kilum. I didn't leave any over. Shnia, the second day, lo sharisi mehem klum. I didn't leave anything over. B'yom shlishi, hitzchichasa b'melach. She put too much salt in it. Kivon she ta'amti, once I tasted it, mashachti yodi mehen. I pushed it away. Not having any more of that. Amar li rebi b'nema enoch zoe. How can I eat the beans? Amarti lo, I said to him, k'varasa adati b'bod yom. I already ate breakfast. I'm not hungry. He tells her. So Amar li, she tells me, hayolach l'moshech yodach men apath. But the bread you didn't push away. Only what I made you pushed away. The bread you still ate. Amr Ali, Rebbe, Shema lo hanachta peah b'rishonim. Maybe you didn't leave over a little bit on the plate from the first 2 days. There's an Indian of leaving over peah on the plate, such an Indian, Rashi says. V'lo kach amr chachamim, ein mishayrin pas peah b'ilfis. You don't leave over peah in the pot. No. Abel mishayrin peah b'ka'ara. But you leave over in the plate. So she was saying, you didn't leave over yesterday, you didn't leave over the day before, maybe you're leaving over a triple portion for the Indian for today. In other words, she knew what he was doing. Right? Yesterday he didn't leave over anything. The day before he didn't leave over. All of a sudden now you're leaving over so much. Right? Tinokis mahi. Pamachas ha'isi mahalich baderech. Ha'isa derech uveres besadeh. It went into a field. Ha'isi mahalich ba, and I was going in that field. Amruli tinokis. Achas. Rebbe, lo sadehizu. This is not a field, it's a private property. Amarti lo. What do you mean? Lo derech kivushi? But such a trodden path. Obviously it's a derech rabbin. So Amrali, she told me, yeah, listen to Kamoscha, Kavusha, yeah, crooks like you, bandits like you, made it trodden. It's private property. Tinok Mai, what about the story with the Tinok? Pamachas, Haizimahalech, Bederech, I was traveling. For Isi Tinok, Yoshev al Parshas Drachim. I saw Tinok at the crossroads. V'amarti lo, be'ezet derech ne'elech le'ir. Where should I go to the... How do I get to the city? How do I get to the city?
You asked where the parents were?
Amrali, zuk sar v'arucha. That's a long way. That's a short way that's long. V'zu arucha uksara. That's a long way that's short. Go that way, it's a short way that's long. You go that way, it's a long way that's short. V'halachti b'ksara v'arucha. I went the short way. That's really long. Kivan she'gati le'ir, matasi she'makifinot z'ganot z'pardesim. I saw that it couldn't get there. There's too many gardens, I couldn't get through. Chazarti la'achoretz, I went back. Amarti lo, b'ni, halo amarti li ksara? Did you tell me it was short? It was much longer. Amrali, v'lo amarti lo ha'aruba? Didn't I tell you it was longer? Aruka, didn't I tell you it was longer? I told you it's short but long. Nishkasav al rosho, I kissed him, v'amarti lo, ashrechem Yisrael, shekulchem chacham gedolam atem, migudolachem v'ad ketanchem. Everyone should be as great as you, big and little. What's that mean? I heard this unbelievable vart. I heard it from Rabbi Weinberger, who gave a shir on it, and it's from the name of a cook. There are two paths to becoming, there are two paths of a Jew. There's the short way, which is really the long way. Everyone's looking for shortcuts. All the shortcuts that really takes you longer, that never works. It's short, right away, I'm a big tzaddik. It's always going to take you longer that way, because it never lasts. Then there's the long, hard way. It's really the short way. Such a simple part that's so brilliant. Right? Right?
There's no shortcuts,
basically. What he said, he was talking about that whole thing with the internet, Asifa. You can ban the internet. It's a very short way. That's the long way to do it. The right way to do it is the long, hard way. Teach and train and give emuna and bitachon and that's the shorter way. Right? So it's some brilliant work. That's what the boy said to him. There's the short way and the long way and the short way. Oh, I'll take the short way. Then he realized, no, that's the long way. Came back, gave him a kiss on his head. Everyone should be like you. Right? Sometimes the long way is really the short way. So to quote another story, the Medrash has a third story, a different story, a different version of the story. It's unbelievable. We'll end with the story. There's a story where the Rabbi Yeshua was walking and he met a girl and she was carrying a jug on her shoulder. So he tells the girl, can I have something to drink? Can I have a drink? So she tells him, I'm going to give you, and I'm also going to give Yechamar, or Yechamarim, this whole caravan, right? So sure enough, he does that. She does that. She feeds everybody. She feeds all the animals and him. And when he's done, he tells her, you're just like Rivki Imenu. I asked for a drink, and you gave everybody. So she says back to him, and you're not like Eliezer, because you didn't give me any jewelry. Such a great story. Great. That's brought down in the Medrash. I thought this was a great story. All right, we could do another minute. We can get to the bottom line. It's tomorrow. What? The point of the story was that sometimes you can get bested by people that are little kids. Right? The little kid told her, right? What the depth of the story is, I don't know. Like all these stories, they're very easy stories, but they have a lot of depth to them. What they are, I don't know. But sometimes a little kid can say something, and you know what, that's very smart. Right? You think kids are, sometimes they say smart things.
But now that you read the story, you say, where's this little kid's parent? How can he say that at the edge of the town by himself?
Rabbi Yossi Aglili, listen to the story. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, it's a hard story. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, having ka'azel b'urcha, he was walking, askichei lebruria, he bumped into Bruria. Bruria was the wife of Remeir, the daughter of Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyon. And he bumps into her. And Amar Lahu, Amalai tells her, "Beizad derech neilech lelud." How do you get to Lud, right? Amrale, she tells him, "Gilili shote." What's the matter with you? Lo kachamu chachamim. Don't they say? Doesn't the chachamim say, "Al tar betzicha emisha"? You can't have extended conversation with a married woman. Hayelach lomar beizel lelud. You should have said beizel lelud. In other words, take out all the extra words. Don't talk to me too much. It's a hard. That's a difficult story, right? That's a difficult story because
an extra two words.
An extra two words. There you go.
Yes, directly.
All right, so we'll stop here. Tomorrow's daf is 100% Agarata from beginning to end. It actually even goes into the next day. And Michael should be giving tomorrow. And then we'll resume tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
It's great.